other, the very sad demise of a Wobber House, and the man who's his vision is everywhere, photos, and in fact, I think he went live with the footage, local photographer. His business is Swamp House Photography. I see him regularly taking photographs of bands and artists around town. Craig Wilson, who's on the line. Good morning, Craig.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Craig.
Now, Craig, thank you very much. We've also put your vision up on our Facebook page to share. But how did you happen to be in the area and, you know, just be ready to get the vision when you did?
We live at Marmong Point and we were heading home and we could see some very dark black smoke over Birrigal High School on the way up Marmong Street. And we thought it might have been a boat fire. It looked like a diesel or oil fire. So we rushed around to the point to see if it was a boat and everybody was okay. And when we were driving around the point, we saw the Wobber House was on fire.
And boy, oh boy, it disappeared very quickly, I gather, Craig.
It all happened within probably 10 minutes of us getting there. There was smoke billowing out of the tiles and the roof. And there was, you could see flames at the front of the building in a small portion of the roof. Within 10 minutes, the roof had fallen in and the fire just engulfed the whole interior of the building.
How long did it take for emergency services to get there?
I'm not sure on timelines because it just all happened so fast. I think within, I would say, 4 minutes of us getting there, the first unit arrived. But by that stage, it couldn't be saved.
Yeah.
Oh, such a shame.
You live in the area. I dare say you've been there on a number of occasions, Craig.
We have. It was a beautiful old building. It's been standing on that hill for probably near on 100 years now.
Yeah.
Did many of the locals turn out and, you know, being very reflective about what they were just witnessing?
They were. Everybody was quite upset, and it surprised me even on the video, all the comments of the amount of people have had weddings there, and it meant a lot to a lot of the locals. It's an icon. That building's an icon for the area.
Yeah. No more, unfortunately. Look, at least we have the footage, and thank you for that, and thanks for having a chat with us this morning, Craig.
No, you're welcome, guys. You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Craig Wilson, local photographer. His business is Swamp House Photography. Does a great job.